listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Jordan Harms.
Hey, thanks for sitting in for Sarah today.
Anytime.
Glad to have you along. We have a great conversation about classical Lutheran education and a conference coming up this summer. Really looking forward to chatting about that. They always do a fantastic conference. Pastor Doug went last year, came back and shared some great stories with us from that as well. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, the Reverend Robert Paul, Associate Pastor and Headmaster at Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston, Texas. Pastor Paul, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We are looking forward to learning more about classical Lutheran education and particularly what's going to happen at the CCLE, Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education Conference, taking place this summer at Concordia University, Nebraska. But let's hear your story first. What has made classical Lutheran education so important to you that you are invested in it, serving full-time as pastor and headmaster in a classical Lutheran school?
Just about 15 years ago, I went on vicarage. And I was sent to Casper, Wyoming, Trinity Lutheran. My wife and I had graduated from Concordia Bronxville. She graduated with an ed degree. I went straight to SEM. And so her first teaching call was on a vicarage at Mount Hope in Casper. Right? They needed a first and second grade teacher. And that's what she wanted to teach. And so Mount Hope is a classical Lutheran school, always has been and continues to be that way. And we were newly married, so I spent every day off and minute that I had over at the school. So every day I was at chapel at a classical Lutheran school on vicarage. I took Latin with the 7th and 8th graders during my lunch break because I really wanted to learn Latin, and doing it on my own wasn't working. So I took all their quizzes, did all their homework, and I helped my wife grade. I helped her teach. And hook, line, and sinker, apart from the things which are the most important, the culture, the theology, the education, the way in which not a single student falls through the cracks because you're paying attention to mastery, you're not paying attention exclusively to standards and some external pacing, you're paying attention to the body and soul of all these wonderful children that are in the school, there was no other way for us to go. So I quickly abandoned grand PhD hopes of teaching Hebrew and focused only on classical Lutheran education. I asked for my first call to be at a classical Lutheran church and school, and we were in Roswell, New Mexico for 4 years, and we're coming on 7 full years here at Memorial in Houston. And now with 5 kids, back then we didn't, that was before children, now 5 kids, 6th grade down through 3 years old, not only is it the place I want to be, but I get to have my children have this education every day of their lives.
So back then, you probably considered yourself to be not getting much sleep, but now you look back and you're like, I got more sleep then, I bet.
I probably did. I try not to think about how much just then I still get some.
Yeah, same. So I want to ask about the conference, but before I do that really quick, what could you like lay it out just really quick and plainly? What constitutes a classical Lutheran school apart from just any other school or Lutheran school?
So curriculum plays into it quite a bit. A classical Lutheran school will not have social studies. They will have history, and history through narrative, generally focusing on the ancient world, but a lot of Middle Ages. So not just what we're used to, which is a very right in social studies. You quickly go through everything so you can study America forever, which is fine. American history is great, but history as opposed to social studies. Latin as the main secondary language is a very important part of classical Lutheran education. There are arguments as to whether or not it should be, but that's definitely how it's in the Renaissance the past 20 years here. Latin, also a general approach to education instead of specific. So everybody's going to be taking the same courses no matter what, because we sort of a jack of all trades approach, Renaissance man. Everyone needs math, English, history, science. Even if you don't like them, they are, right, through the liberal arts, they are part of the tools for actually learning everything. So instead of what we often find, you know, we have up through high school here at Memorial, you often find that people start almost getting majors in high school, right? They're only taking certain classes and they're already predisposed to ignore everything that has to do with handwriting if they're only going to focus on math or vice versa, right? So sure. A classical education really focuses on the general full scope of what it means to be a well-educated person.
I'm glad someone's doing it out there for kids these days.
And then most of our schools have chapel every day instead of once a week. Not all of our classical Lutheran schools do, but most of them. And at ours, we have a large amount of confirmed Lutheran high school students and our faculty. Mm-hmm. So we have divine service every Wednesday, in addition to matins and morning prayer on the other days, which is really nice to have the whole community. And we've got church members who come. They'll come every Wednesday to divine service.
What are some of the things that you get to do as a pastor in a classical Lutheran school?
So I teach theology to our high school students. I also have chapel at least once a week, sometimes twice. I give pastoral care to faculty and to students. Teaching Latin is not necessarily pastoral, but I do teach Latin. I teach Latin from we not only use classical resources as in like Cicero, but we spend time looking at the Vulgate and church fathers. And I try to blend. There's a great guided reader that you can use to sort of blend translating Cicero and Livy and Caesar with other usages. Yeah, it's a lot of teaching. More so, I mean, pastoral care happens all the time. I'm not really in my office. This is probably the longest I'm in my office, is talking to you this morning. Usually I'm in and around. But with chapel every day and the ability to teach and make clear confession all the time, I mean, it's really easy to be a pastor. It's a great joy to take care of all these families. We also provide a lot of parent resources. We started doing a thing called Classical Home on the third Friday of the month, like a parent resource group, where before chapel, we'll just sit around in the church library and talk through how do we parent and take care of our families at home as an extension of our school life. That parent support group has been really good for a lot of people, and parents from like preschool all the way to high school, Lutheran and non-Lutheran, but people who are all here for the same reason, right? They want their children to be given the eternal things and the meaningful things, the good, true, and the beautiful, and the forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus. And so we have a lot of mission alignment where everybody really wants the same thing for their kids and admits that they need help doing that. So that's been past couple of years, a really nice part of what we get to do here is also support the family.
You heard it here first, folks. It's easy to be a pastor at a school. That's what we're taking out of this episode.
We're going to soundbite that one.
Yep. So let's talk about the conference. I'll set it up here really quick for the listener. Every year, the CCLE, or the Classical Lutheran Education, meets in conference. This year, and it's in the summertime, this year is July 23rd through 26th. And that's at Concordia University in Nebraska, and it is titled Cantate, Sing to the Lord a New Song. Can you talk to us about this conference?
Yes. So several years ago, I've been on the board of the CCLE for, I guess, 10 years now. And several years ago, we started brainstorming around the 500th anniversaries and seeing if that would help us get titles. And so this year, the 500th anniversary is the first Lutheran hymnal. And instead of focusing solely on the hymnal, although we will do some things having to do with the Achtliederbuch, the 8 Lutheran hymns, we broadened it out to focus on the role of music and the role of song in the life of the church and school. So the plenary sessions draw from the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs in the epistles of St. Paul and focus there. And then not every session is on music, but we tried to give at least one session per time, right? So we've got multiple speakers in the breakout sessions. At least one, hopefully, is on music. So we have to pay attention to classroom management, have to pay attention to different texts that people may not have access to or haven't heard of. You know, it's a lot of continuing ed for our families and our teachers. But we tried to weave music as tightly into the program as possible.
Now, you mentioned families and teachers. Who would attend the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education Conference that takes place this summer?
So we have faculties of schools, certainly, administrators, teachers, pastors, often board members, and then plenty of homeschooling families and the families of those, you know, those teachers and pastors. We've worked pretty hard, especially through Mrs. Anna Martin, our executive director, to make sure that this is a family-oriented conference. So you could bring your entire family. You don't have to, you know, saddle your kids with the grandparents on the other side of the country to go all the way to Nebraska for the conference. We've got a very excellent children's program, and then sort of they're called Scholasticus for the older kids, sort of middle to high school, Grammaticus for the younger, sort of elementary aged, and then pre-Grammaticus. None of it is frivolous. Last year, the whole thing was based on the theme of a book that they read out loud. So they read Carry On, Mr. Bowditch, at every element, right? They learned how to tie knots. They made little boats. Everything was tied in to the book.
I read that in school.
Yeah. Well, and my kids had us buy it from the table so we'd have a copy so we could read it again at home. Really wholesome, wonderful few days. And because a lot of our people are the same every year, these kids, my kids, look forward to going to CCLE and seeing all those friends that are at the Grammaticus program. So it really is a great, you know, it's a great way to continue to build the community around our classical Lutheran schools. Many of us, either homeschooling or brick and mortar schools, are all over the country. Right? You've got Wyoming, you've got Texas, you've got a few places in between that have schools, and then homeschoolers throughout, United by Wittenberg Academy or by the conference. And then people who want to start schools or convert their schools. And it's hard to, in the middle of the summer when you're working all the time as a teacher, this is your time for your kids. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really nice that we have such great volunteers and paid staff at the conference to help make it a really family-focused and family-oriented conference, so you don't have to feel guilty for the right or the wrong reason, right? We can all focus on the right things together. Families are together for chapel, matins and vespers bookend every day, and then sessions exist for the kids as well as for the adults, and then you gather back for lunch. And the conference used to be 2.5 days, now it's 3.5 days, which is helpful when you may be driving from Texas, or we vacation in New York and then go. So from New York to Nebraska, I did not have to get back in the car for several days.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity for the whole family. And that's what education is about. It's education is something that the whole family does together. I mean, it's not just something I know as Americans in our popular culture and mentality have almost seemed to embrace this concept of contracting out education to someone else. But it's great to see education being a very family-oriented concept in the conference at CCLE. We have more to learn about the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education Conference taking place this summer, July 23rd through the 26th at Concordia University, Nebraska, with Pastor Paul. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Jordan Harms.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Jordan Harms.
We are learning about the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education Conference taking place July 23rd through the 26th at Concordia University, Nebraska. Our guest today, the Reverend Robert Paul, Associate Pastor and Headmaster at Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston, Texas. Pastor Paul, every summer this conference presents a wealth of information for educators, for parents, for kids as well. Children get to participate, as you just shared with us. There are a lot of things that kids get to learn and experience at the conference as well. Tell us about some of the plenary sessions and what we'll be learning from the speakers, the plenary speakers this year.
So we have three really great plenary speakers. This year we have Reverend Mark DeGarmo, who is, this would be our form of ecumenism, right? As conventional Lutheran, right? We have a lot, every year, ELS and Wisconsin Synod educators and pastors who are interested in classical education end up filtering through to the conference. So he's done so much work on hymns and on the life of the church. His presentation, Hymns as Declaration, Doctrine and Doctrine, should be a really great testimony to the strength of hymnody and the significance of hymnody. I mean, one of the things that's a big deal for CCLE, and you'll find it in all of our schools, right? Our schools gather around the traditional liturgy and hymns of the church. And so chapel is at the conference is really loud. The kids and the adults sing hymns with gusto. I have the privilege of serving as chaplain for the conference this year. And also we're directing a choir of conference attendees at the various services and at our hymn sing that's going to focus on the first Lutheran hymnal. So to have our first plenary, our first real plenary, there's an introductory session with Pastor Keeter welcoming everyone and going over the theme. But to have these plenaries will be really excellent way to start the day after chapel. Reverend Dr. Christian Preuss is another one of our plenary speakers. He's been a plenary speaker before. He is the pastor of Mount Hope Lutheran Church and School, as well as the chairman of the Board of Regents of Luther Classical College. He'll be presenting on the Psalms, Return to Reality, Praying and Living the Psalms. And Pastor Preuss is very good on applying the scriptures to culture and daily life. That was very much his plenary when we were in Fort Wayne 2 years ago. So I'm looking forward to that one too. And then Trifecta is Reverend Dr. David Peterson, pastor at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. His true to form should be pretty exciting. Militant Praise Against Polytheism, a call for full-throated, unapologetic confession in an age of apostasy based on the Psalter and the history of Israel. So his description, you find it on the website, but the fact that he's going to argue that we should boast in the Lord as the definition of hallelujah should be a great way to wrap up the plenary, and then we'll have a panel where all the plenary speakers can take questions and expand on ideas. That worked really well last year. We did that panel on the last day of the conference when we were at Seward, and it was a really good time for interaction with the plenary speakers and for growth of conversation with the conference attendees.
Wow. So that won't ruffle any feathers, probably, that title alone.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yes. Pastor Peterson's good for that. He's a really wonderful pastor.
Like
and I'm looking forward to all three. I think we've got a great lineup, and it really should be a nice conference. I've got two conferences I really love, and they both are, well, they're not similar, but they're from the same sort of corner. And that's the Lutheranism and the Classics every 2 years at Fort Wayne and CCLE. I wish I could go to more. I know that there are some nice ones that are starting, but these are the two that I end up being at most.
Yeah. I'm already thinking of a couple people I want to tell about it and see if they can get away. My mom, for one, she homeschooled all of us. So,
it's such a good conference. Last year we had 495 people.
Yeah.
Between the children and adults, 100+ kids. And so we're prepared for a similar and larger amount this year. We used to have our conferences at local congregations and schools, but we're just too big. Mm-hmm. So now we've been working for years on our relationships with the Concordias and the seminaries, and the Concordias are being very kind to us. So to be at Seward 2 years in a row has been a real blessing. And the conference went exceptionally well last year, and so should be a really wonderful time for refreshment in the middle of the summer this year.
Yeah. So you mentioned the kids, and before break, you talked about how this is very family oriented, which, to echo Andy, is kind of counterculture to how education operates, not just in Lutheranism and Christendom, but everywhere. And as someone who was homeschooled, even a decade ago or two decades ago, that was just unheard of to have something where families can go together and education is actually focused on the family as a whole instead of, you know, you're in this grade, you're in this grade, mm-hmm. and you're in this grade and you don't mingle at all. I'm curious about specifically, are there sessions for the kids that they can go to and learn from with speakers at this conference that is focused on the children? Because you mentioned that it's family friendly, but
yeah,
while so mom or dad or teachers are in these different sessions, what are the kids doing?
The kids who are enrolled in Scholasticus have the opportunity not only to go to sessions that are crafted for them by college profs and volunteers with the CCLE, but they could also attend the adult sessions. And so there's a blending there, because with all of us spending time around these things, some of our kids are not only smarter than us, but they're probably a little more nerdy than we are. So you find that they really would, right, if they read through the different sessions, they want to go do those instead of maybe some of their own. And so we have had that happen. But the Scholastica sessions are really pretty great. I mean, you could easily, as a 12, 13, 14-year-old, just do those. Last year, I'm not entirely sure about this year, but last year, Dr. Von Kampen ran a choir with the Scholasticus group. They also did pottery and chess and creative writing. And
so, adults do the kids stuff?
That was my next question. We'll have to see about that. But there are, I mean, real legitimate opportunities for great learning and time together. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Jordan's ready to go to choir.
I'm set.
Pottery, chess.
Let's go.
We have just a couple of minutes left. I know that in addition to the plenary sessions, there are numerous sectionals as well where you can address very specific topics, maybe just a couple that you, from the list. I know you're presenting one as well, correct?
I am. Yeah. We've got over 40, I think 43. You've got four options per time slot, which is really great, especially if you've been to several conferences, right? There are a number of sessions that are repeats from previous years. We always do an introductory track mm-hmm. for newcomers to the conference, but you want to keep the content fresh if you've been to 10 or mm-hmm. 24, right? So you could hear presentations on music. There's going to be there's an organ presentation in addition to the organ concert in the evening. There are sessions on rhetoric, on books like Norms and Nobility. I'm presenting, I think I called them pedagogical pick-me-ups. So teachers can, throughout the year, can get kind of worn down. And sometimes that happens in the first week and a half, and sometimes it happens January. And so I'm going to work through sort of notes around two works, one from Augustine on instructing the uninstructed, like catechizing people who don't know anything. And then two, the Melanchthon's on the miseries of teachers that he wrote 500 years ago. That sounds like he wrote it,
but it's probably still apt today.
Yesterday. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we'll be working through those as ways to build up the teacher toward the task of teaching and taking care of the students. So with 40 different sessions, there's definitely something for everybody. And all of our speakers are great, really great. Some of them have been to multiple conferences and have spoken. You have a variety of different kinds. There's pastors, there's professors, there's teachers, there's homeschoolers, all sorts of different voices that contribute to a really great and excellent conference in the summer.
So this conference in the summer, how do you attend? What are there deadlines for getting tickets? And
so May 1st, the prices change. Usually in June, last year we sold out. So we've set the bar a little higher, so we may not actually sell out this year. When we were at Fort Wayne, we sold out pretty early. So ccle.org is the website. And when you're on ccle.org, you simply go to the current events, current conference, and all the information is there to register. You, if you become a member of the CCLE, you can get a discount on all purchases. And membership also allows a family to participate in the contest that CCLE hosts every year. There's a hymn writing contest this year, a recitation contest. The penmanship one has already passed. And I think the hymns were just submitted maybe today or yesterday. But there's a lot of nice perks to membership. Also, for any schools who are listening, there's institutional membership where you as a school, if you're not classical or want to be, or you are, but you haven't been accredited yet, you can become an institutional member of the CCLE and gain access to resources and all of us board members to help usher through the process of strengthening your faculty. So the website has everything and all the information on every speaker, as well as pictures, and so you kind of put faces to names. But registration is there, and the sooner you can register, the better, because past couple of years, we've sold out, and it's been just a really nice time together.
Off the top of your head, what's lodging like? Do people stay in hotels around the university, or do people put up?
There's lodging on campus. a lot of people last year stayed on campus.
Yeah.
In the dorms, and then in some apartments on campus. Others have done Airbnbs, which in Seward there are fewer of those than in other places. But it was done. That's what we did. That one is occupied this week, but we found one for our family a little further away from campus, but 10 minutes. So there's good options for families to be able to go. Mrs. Anna Martin, our executive director, as a really helpful resource and great for questions. So any questions that people have can be directed to her through our website, and she will help you get settled for what should be hopefully our best conference yet.
I believe I saw on the website there was even a camping option. So there you go, Jordan. You could camp.
It sounded better all the time. I was going to say, just really quick, I feel like Sarah picked a heck of an episode to not be on a hymn writing contest. Well, come on.
Wasn't planned that way.
I know. She'd be all over that. I'll be doing pottery and chess, and she can write a hymn.
You can learn more about the CCLE conference by visiting ccle.org. And again, you can click on the current conference information there, and that'll tell you all of the details you need to find out in order to register. And as Pastor Paul mentioned, registration does fill up. So if you're interested, the sooner the better, if you are planning on going. That's, again, July 23rd through the 26th at Concordia University, Nebraska. ccle.org is the website. Our guest today, the Reverend Robert Paul, Associate Pastor and Headmaster at Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston, Texas. Pastor Paul, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and looking forward to the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education Conference taking place this summer.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Jordan Harms.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.